The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, Imperial Pool and Spas, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning, 10 to 11 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. Another beautiful morning in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And
yes,
not
sir.
Not as beautiful as last week, but it's...
No, it's... I'll take it.
Oh, yeah.
It's great, man.
A little cloudy, 20% chance of rain, which yesterday was 30, and I think we had about...
Well, the 20% was after midnight. It's gone, I think.
It's 30 minutes of drizzle, and then we're gone for the day, which we do need some rain.
And yesterday morning, it drizzled a little bit, and yeah, we need some rain pretty bad. It's like we talked about the last 6-7 years, September had gotten dry. Well, we started out, September was good, not too hot, had some rain, and then it cut off about 2 weeks ago, and now we haven't had nothing. So,
well, the amazing thing this year is it got cool quick. Not cold, but cool.
Didn't expect that, really.
Yeah, we were expecting 90 degrees in September.
It took a long time to heat up, so I figured it would take a while before it cooled off. But
it didn't happen. They're talking in high in the 60s the end of next week.
Yeah, well, no, Sunday morning, tomorrow morning, is supposed to be 42.
Yeah,
so we're pushing.
That's going to be cold.
We're pushing our frost date. That's pushing it, because 42 in town and out in the country, that's probably not going to frost, but it's pretty cold.
Well, you know, my wife says we live in the country, but I say we live in the city.
Good in a low-lying area. You live down in that low-lying area.
Down by the creek.
Be foggy and cool in the morning.
It'd be 5 degrees colder at my house than it will be half mile away at the nursery.
All the way at the nursery, yeah.
Down in Crump Holler.
And through the through the woods, it's only about 700 yards, so it's not very far.
Mm-hmm.
But it's... This year's just been weird.
Everybody said, different
year.
You
always predict the weather. I said, not this year. All bets are off. Yeah.
Well, I think it's gorgeous today. I mean, I've...
Well, it lightened up out there the last 30 seconds. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the days are getting shorter, so every day getting dark earlier.
Does time change this year, or did they
do that? I think it keeps changing.
They were talking about not changing it, but I don't know if that ever passed or not.
I don't know how I feel about that. I mean,
I don't like.
I kind of like it when it changes. I set my world slows down a little bit, but if it didn't change, it'd be dark. What time would it be light? 9 o'clock in the morning.
7:30 now. It's cold. In 1975, at Western Carolina University in the mountains, they didn't change the time. And I was sitting in a geology class at 8:30 in the morning, and the roosters hadn't even crowed yet. It was cold.
See, I don't know about that.
It was dark. And the problem was kids waiting on school buses.
Yeah, that's right.
They were waiting on buses in the dark.
Yeah.
But if they changed it, they were waiting or getting off buses in the dark. But I think I'd rather get off one and get on one.
I think they're probably in the dark anyway. Some of them are early, because 6:30, it's going to be dark anyway. But
they only did it 1 year, though, and that's a long time ago. But I never was crazy about it in the first place.
I mean, I like it being lighter later in the day, yes, but I don't want to
get off.
I don't want to go to
play
work.
Golf.
I mean, if I go to a Carolina Fresh and don't get light to 9 o'clock, nobody's going to. There ain't going to be that many people there.
Before. You'd be surprised.
I guess people get used to it and do what you got to do.
They do. That's exactly what happens.
World's not going to stop because they change the time.
It is changing. Yeah. It's 2 a.m. Sunday, November 3rd.
Special guest today, Lauren from Wild Birds Unlimited. Yeah. We didn't need to introduce her. But
and her phone with Google.
Adding information to our show.
She sounds like my sister, Google.
Yeah. We need a little woman direction on here every now and then. So a lot of women probably roll their eyes at things we say.
Oh, no. I come up here to get away from mine.
Yeah. except Dotsie.
Every once in a while, she follows me.
Except Dotsie. She loves us, whatever we do.
Lauren loves you too.
Yes. Oh, that's sweet. And we want to say welcome to all the disc golf people in town. The that's United fine. States Championship. You can see I wore my new shirt. Steve said, "The boy's not going to work." I said, "Yes, I am. I'm going to work in this shirt today." So,
when I was in there a couple of weeks ago and you weren't there, people were coming in asking for the long-haired guy. So I don't know what they're going to ask for this week.
Crazy guy.
All Stig did was shake his head.
Yeah, that's all he can do. He's known me since 84. That's a long time.
That's about when I met you, wasn't it? When did we, probably when did we do all that work
well,
for
I was
Gerald?
Still in high school then. I was a cart boy.
Yeah, we did all that work for Gerald.
Yeah, he probably did that. Maybe I was in college then, maybe. Or
I can't
86,
remember.
86, 7.
Yeah, somewhere along
right
there.
In there.
Yeah.
Then I came back and decided I wanted to cut grass and dig in the dirt. And 30 years later, still well, messing around with it.
Stig was there at the same time.
Yeah, he was there. Then you might not have seen him then. He was on the course probably.
I met him when he started there because he came by and was talking to us. We were doing irrigation then. He was doing irrigation repairs for us. And he did irrigation repairs
for a couple years.
And that really saved our bacon because we didn't have enough help back then.
Well, his name is Stig Johnson, if you don't know him. A lot of people know him because Rock Hill, but S-T-E-I-G. Which I love when he introduces himself to people in there. Number one, they say Steve, which it took me a while to get his name right, too. But you will never meet another Stig. But
back in the 80s, he and his wife were a group called Izzy's Kids. Mm-hmm. So the older folks in town probably saw them and don't remember it.
And they were in a band
very
before
good
that.
Too.
They were in a band before that called Panama.
Now, I don't remember that. I heard about them, but I didn't know.
Yeah, they were good.
Okay. There's the music.
This is not Panama, but it's
we'll be taking a quick break and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Experience Imperial and BioGuard's complete winterizing service.
This is Kevin Ice. Let the pros at Imperial Pool and Patio put your pool safely to bed for the winter.
Imperial Pool and Spas, 21 Bypass in Rock Hill and in Lake Wylie, your authorized BioGuard dealer.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench. Atlanta Braves play Philadelphia tonight at 6:07.
Wow.
First game of the...
I haven't looked at my football schedule today. I know we got some people in town, Gary and Shirley from Buffalo. Gary was on the show here before. He talks about it from Buffalo. Shorter guy. Always wearing Buffalo Bills or Sabres shirt.
I remember him.
So he's a Baltimore Orioles fan. So I know they play at 1 o'clock.
they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched them a couple times. Anyway,
it kind of makes me nervous the Braves playing the Phillies again because they won the pennant in their house. I remember they got booed, which is funny because Philadelphia loves to boo somebody.
Philadelphia fans are different.
They are.
That's all I'm gonna say is different.
I lived there 3 years. They are different.
Anyway, you going to introduce our
guest? Yes, I will. Well, she's already been making some comments here.
She loves having her.
She hadn't been on in like 2 months or more. We were trying to get her, and our schedule's getting all booked up to the end of the year.
Yep.
But Lauren from Wild Birds Unlimited
here.
Good morning.
She's smiling, and she's got a beautiful bird shirt on today. And
I'm wearing one of my Charlie Harper shirts.
Yeah. Her and her friend are going to look at birds when they leave here today.
Got a bird walk right after this.
If you don't recognize all that, she's the hay lady.
Yeah.
You did that on your commercial, did you?
I did. Catherine always puts, "I'm Lauren" at the beginning, and I, just for you, always say, "Hey, this is Lauren."
Well, that's how things happen.
Well, that was the first ad you did this year.
I know.
Not this year. Four or five years ago.
Yeah, years ago. But
I
do it every
time. It, you're going to take it off, but I like it. You kept it.
And I kept it. That's right.
And so, now everybody knows her as the hay lady.
Yeah. Well, it's good to be known for something.
Don't pay any attention to Catherine.
Why? Catherine's wonderful.
She's the oldest Miller kid.
She's wonderful.
Yeah.
She's not the oldest. Chris is the oldest.
Oh, really?
But I tell her she's the oldest and she goes nuts.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Nah. I remember when
she was born. Put on timeout.
Oh, gosh.
Put him on timeout. So what's going on in the bird world this time of year?
Oh, this time of year is migration. So we've got a number of birds coming through who are going to be heading further south. We've got some of the birds from up north who will be heading this way. Most of them haven't quite left yet. Our hummingbirds, of course, are leaving. If you're looking at your feeders, you're probably not seeing any bright red throats. Most of the guys have gone. I've still got some females coming to my feeders, but they are hitting the feeders and they keep on moving. Nobody's hanging around at this point. Still need to keep your nectar fresh, though. Need to change it out with these cooler temperatures every 3 to 4 days. But you still need to keep it fresh. Yeah.
Well, when it's warm out, how often should you change it out?
When it's 90 degrees every day.
They about wear hers out every day.
Yeah, well, then that's good. Then that's good.
Well, Rhonda changes Steve's water every like 3 to 4 days.
I don't know what she does.
Yeah. No, when it's 90 degrees out, it needs to be about every day. Thankfully, we're past that. We can slow it down to every 3 to 4 days now, but it still needs to, it's still going to grow mold. It's still going to grow bacteria, not as fast as if it was so hot outside, but still got to keep it fresh.
They pretty much get it in 24 hours.
Okay.
24, 30 hours.
Then you're definitely keeping it fresh. Yeah, absolutely.
The only problem she's got is in the spring, we seem to get them a little later than most people, and that might be because we're down in that hole by the creek.
Down in the holler.
Gotta find us. Because Reba, Tommy's wife, will get them quicker than we will. But she's more in the open where we're tucked in against the hill. So.
Crump hollow.
I guess you call it that. I don't know what you call it.
Name that now.
We've been cleaning up over there for the first time in 25 years.
And
how are you enjoying your house? I mean, you like to actually get to use your house now.
Rhonda likes seeing it.
Other than sleeping. Used to just mainly sleep there.
Yeah.
Now you get to hang out there a little bit.
Not as much as I want to, but
I still got to come over there and get on the front porch with you. What time of day you want to get on the front porch, and I'll come 3 o'clock?
You just tell me when you're going to show up.
Up from your nap then?
I watched the Rifleman at 3. So.
Rifleman?
There you go. Oh, boy.
He's hooked on TV now.
Yeah.
I got hooked on Rifleman a long time ago.
Rifleman?
I just never got to watch it.
I think I've ever seen that.
Never seen the Rifleman?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no, totally. Absolutely. My dad watches it. Oh, yeah.
That's an American. It comes on at 5 o'clock today.
I never heard of it before.
On
it's
MTV.
An old Western.
Is it like a Bonanza or something like that?
Yeah. Bonanza comes on 2 o'clock during the week, I think. I don't watch it much anymore. I watched all of them.
You've seen them all, right?
See, growing up, Saturday mornings were waffles and westerns at my house.
Well, that's what my wife was, too. Her dad. John Wayne movies.
Yep.
People nowadays don't understand that back in the 60s, we got the first color TV in our neighborhood. $600. That's a lot of money for a TV back then.
Look at you, man.
Okay.
Had a line out your front door to
We had remote control.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah,
in the 60s?
Yeah.
Oh,
my dad sat in his recliner and said, boy, get up. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was about to say.
We didn't say what we wanted to watch. He told us what we wanted
absolutely.
To watch. And it was Bonanza on Sunday nights, Gunsmoke on Monday nights.
Gunsmoke, yeah, that's the other one.
Johnny Yuma Was a Rebel was one of them, but he hadn't seen that anymore because that's considered racist. But it's really a pretty good show. The name just kind of stunk. But
yeah,
I'm hooked on Cheyenne and Laramie now. And I haven't seen those in 50 years.
Wow.
Full circle.
Yeah. But there's nothing on network TV anymore. It's junk.
Well, it's a bunch of reality shows that are far from reality.
Yes.
I had a guy told me a couple of years ago, and the reality shows is because it's so cheap to produce.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Oh,
yeah.
A regular show, it costs millions.
Yeah.
A reality show, they can do for a couple hundred thousand.
Huh.
So it's a whole lot cheaper to do reality.
Interesting.
But they've gotten so out there that, you know. I don't.
Well, the writer's strike and all has stopped a lot of shows that we watch. I mean, I think they're coming back in January.
Yeah.
All these shows have been reruns and stuff. But
I mean, CBS has had to run Yellowstone, which is a great show.
Do you like that?
I did. Yeah. I really enjoyed Yellowstone.
I didn't like what they did that the first Sunday of NFL. They did it act like the new one was coming out. They kept saying, it's on tonight at 10 o'clock, whatever. So everybody stays up. And then they started to show the first one from the first season.
No.
Come on.
No, I knew the new stuff wasn't
I didn't think it was.
I tried watching the first one. And
a lot of people
I never could get it.
Oh, okay.
I tried, and after about 15 minutes, I just gave up on it. I couldn't figure out what they were doing.
Well, you have to watch more than just one show.
This was the first show.
I know. You gotta get
it does jump around a little bit. As you get further in, it kind of starts
making
sense.
It doesn't tie up loose ends like it should.
Well, that was the problem.
Why would you tie up loose ends? Someone may not need to watch next week.
Because we had to start a whole nother show.
Right.
Yeah, from... They started three shows.
I like to tie things together a little bit.
So. Yeah.
Anyway, so what's happening in the sod world this week? Oh, we can't do that.
Guns and Roses.
Music, so ask away.
We'll be right back on Rock Radio.
We'll be right back with Miss Lauren on the Gardener's Bench.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Winter is on its way. Will your pool be ready? Stop by Imperial Pools and stock up on premium winterizing products and kits from BioGuard to properly close your pool and avoid any nasty surprises next spring. Visit Imperial Pools and Spas, Anderson Road, Rock Hill, also in Lake Wylie.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
I went to a garden party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share old memories.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench with the Garden Party, which we do every week.
Yeah, well, this week we have two people going to be on the show, so we're got some of our sponsors going, getting their show in. So we have our boss, Alan Miller, is out on site again with Benny Etter from AirTech Heating and Air, and we're going to turn it over to them.
Thank you, guys, and welcome into this portion of the Gardener's Bench. I got a guy here that no matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
And, of course, he's Benny Etter making it better for you. And we're into the fall season now. A lot of people having to turn on their heat occasionally, and that signals something that everybody should be doing.
Yes, sir, Alan. Fall is here, and thank goodness fall is here. But if you're starting to think about turning on your heat, you need to think about getting some maintenance done on your furnace.
Now, how long should you go between maintenance checks and repairs?
We recommend that you get it done twice a year. You get it done once in the spring before the hot weather comes, and you need to get it done in the fall before the cold weather gets here. There's a lot of safety controls. Whether it's a heat pump or gas, we need to come in, check all the safety controls, and make sure that the thing is going to be reliable and safe for you and your family to run all winter long.
I know we talked about this a couple of weeks ago on the Gardener's Bench, but it's good to have you back again to reassure people that the opportunity to do this is now. Don't wait until December. Don't wait until the cold weather's rolled in here. And it's an opportunity to join how many other people that use your services for getting ready for winter or for spring?
We probably have close to 3,000 people on our automatic maintenance plan. And if you sign up with us, we actually call you and we'll schedule it with you. You don't have to remember. We will call you and say, hey, it's time for us to come out and do your maintenance. Then our office will schedule it with you. We make it simple and easy. We will come out at your convenience, get it set up, and make sure all the maintenance is done to make sure you stay nice and toasty warm throughout the wintertime. You don't want to get stuck like it was at Christmas last year when it was like 10 degrees. We were so busy that we could hardly keep up. So you want to make sure you keep it serviced and reliable for the whole season.
You know, something else that AirTech does when they come out, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, whenever they come out, they check, and they'll tell you if they think you need a new heating or air conditioning unit. But they won't tell you until that unit is completely on its last legs. And I think that's admirable about you guys, because I know there's a lot of companies out there that want to get in and sell you the latest, newest thing. But normally, how long do the units last?
Most of the time, an average is around 15 years. Yeah, we want to come out and service your unit, and we want to keep it reliable and running as trouble-free as many years as possible. Our service techs are not going to come out and tell you that you need a new unit every time we come out. We just don't do business that way. When it is time for one, we're going to tell you that you need one, but not until that time.
Now, if you do come out and you find out that a unit has to be replaced, what are the different types that you recommend, or do you normally you recommend an upgrade, or the tonnage maybe changes?
Well, we will actually advise you of a few different brands. We do TempStar and Train, and we will give you some options of some different efficiencies and talk to you about it and just kind of see what works best for your house and for your application.
But I tell you, now's the time to do it, because we're changing the weather. And, you know, no matter what the weather,
AirTech makes it better.
Benny Etter's there to call. He's at 803-327-7100, and he would love to hear from you.
Thanks, Alan.
And thanks, guys. Back to more on the Gardener's Bench.
Thank you, Mr. Miller, sir. We appreciate it. And
awesome.
Mr. Etter, too.
Yeah.
And even though we did kind of
don't cut that heat on.
Not yet. Open those windows. It's gorgeous out there.
No. If you want to cut your heat on, cut it on. Don't listen to them. If you can afford to turn your heat on.
You might need to test it out. That might not be a bad idea.
Yeah, call the heating and air guys to come and do a check.
I recommend getting AirTech to come out and check it.
It is. Yeah, it's a good time to just get them to service it. You know.
Yep. I do mine on every spring and fall when it switches.
Well, you know, those new units, what they say, they last 10 years. I mean, that's kind of a target thing. I'm pushing 15, 16 on mine now. So
sure, but you still got to do maintenance on them.
I do. I do maintenance on it, yeah. Yep. I do keep my fingers crossed. I don't want to.
The house was built in 88, and I bought it in 17. We moved in, so however long that is.
And it still got the same air from 88?
No. It'd been 30 years.
Carry the one.
Good while. Anyway, the
You put a system in there recently, didn't you?
Yeah, the guy came in. He's a good friend of ours. He did all our rental stuff back then. We were rental kings for a little while.
I didn't know that.
Until I learned better.
Yeah. That's a lot of work. No. You think it's not, but that's a lot of work.
You have to have patience for that.
You always got one that destroys everything.
Yeah.
It's just that your profits go out the window fixing it. But anyway.
Don't talk about Tommy like that.
In 2017, he came out and looked at it, and he said, well, I said, everything's checks out fine. He said, the thing is, it might last another 15 years, and it might last till tomorrow.
Oh, gosh.
You never know. So we had it changed out. And,
knock on the
wood.
Yeah.
We got, let's see, I guess we got 50, but we're still on that one, so 15 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like ours may last long, because I raise it. I know you're not supposed to do this. You're supposed to leave it on constant thing, but I'm a thermostat owner. I own the thermostat at my house. At my house and my work, nobody touches the thermostat, so I control it. So I raise it up when we leave, and I don't have air on when I'm not sitting there.
We do the same thing.
He's a control freak.
What happens when you're in charge.
Yeah, one thing in my life I have control of is the thermostat.
I'm not going to argue that point. I know your wife, remember?
Well, she gives me that.
She lets you control the thermostat.
Sometimes when my mom comes over, it's too cold, I give her 1 degree, I raise it up. One degree.
Oh,
my.
Maybe 2 degrees.
How kind of you.
On her birthday, I would give her 2 degrees, maybe.
Anyway, I've heard enough about your thermostat.
Okay. So
how's your sod this week?
Well, Carolina Fresh has been super busy this week, man. It's like I feel like I've been to the gym all week, man. We've been loading and throwing seed, fertilizer, sod, we busted $100,000 this week. So,
wow.
And we still got today to...
That's good.
To add to that week. So that's a big week for us. And like I say, it's time to seed, fertilize. Also time to pre-emerge your warm season grasses like Steve's zoysia over there. We need to put out a 007 to prevent those nasty winter weeds that come up in the spring. So
when then the little winter weeds come up, my wife never shuts up.
Yep.
every day.
Yeah. If you're looking for fescue sod, we do have it now. We can order it for you. We have about 4 pallets at the store today extra to sell. So people like to get you a few rolls of fescue to fill in if your seed didn't come up quick enough. So it's a good time of year, really. We had sod all over the park. Had our barn full yesterday in the parking lot. We had so much sod sitting out there. It was great. So.
Yep. Okay. There's Matthew with the music. Then we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Messages keep getting clearer. Radio's on and I'm moving round.
This is Kevin Ice at Imperial Pool and Patio. Perhaps many of you are getting ready to close your pool. In case you're wondering who makes the strongest swimming pool cover, my pet elephant, Jumbo, is standing on the answer. Loop Lock Safety Cover. At Imperial Pool and Patio, we recommend Loop Lock, and because it goes on and off so easily, opening and closing your pool becomes an easy one-person job.
Before closing your pool, see Imperial Pool and Patio, 21 Bypass Rock Hill, and ask about the Loop Lock Safety Covers, also in Lake Wiley.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
Just a little more time, and I'll surely grow.
Yeah. Okay, now that's the you're getting there now, Matt. We're jamming.
Is that his chairman of the board?
That is chairman of the board.
Yeah, so friends of mine, they play in the band Mellow Grooves, Brandon and Jerry. They play with chairman of the board. So they're still touring. I mean, that's a long time they've been touring. So.
Well,
it's obviously not the same people. No, but, I mean, but they've had the band going
the last
forever.
Last of them passed away, I think.
Yeah. I mean, they've been going 50, 60 years, probably, haven't they?
At least.
Yeah.
I've been following them, I guess, since the 80s.
Very professional, man. If you've never seen them, you know, look them up. They're around here.
They wrote a lot of songs they didn't get credit for. They performed them.
Oh, yeah.
They wrote them and sold them to somebody else.
Wow.
Yeah. But I used to get up on stage with them and do the Funky Chicken.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's a picture.
That is a picture.
Son, enough bourbon, you'll do anything.
And that's
the
true.
The Funky Chicken. I didn't even know Chairman of the Board did the Funky Chicken song.
Oh, yeah.
Song.
Amy Bigham got married and had a reception at my... Baxter Hood Center, and she had chairman of the board for her reception.
That's pretty good.
They did one set, and next thing I know, Dan's saying, get up here. They get up there, and she gets up there, we do the Funky Chicken together.
How about that?
Nice.
Well, that's good.
But that was all in fun back
then. Well, speaking of birds, we'll go back to our guest here. She doesn't really deal with chickens, but she deals with all kind of other birds. Lauren from Wild Birds Unlimited.
Yep.
I bet she would deal with chickens if somebody wanted her to.
We have people who come in and buy mealworms for their chickens. Yeah. Absolutely.
We sell chickens. So kind of good.
You sell chickens. We sell the mealworms. Yep. Yeah.
You sold a ton of them this year.
Yeah, we sold about 1,000.
Wow. That's a lot of chickens.
Which is nuts.
No, it's chickens.
Yeah.
Not nuts.
Give eggs.
She's right.
Not
it's
nuts.
Not nuts.
I do lay eggs. Our chickens lay eggs.
Nuggets.
Are they male or female or mixed?
Well, they are sexed, which means 90-something percent whenever they're hatched, people go through and do this, do all day. I mean, if you think you have a bad job, that's probably a bad job. But it's 90-something percent pullets, which means it's a female.
Oh, okay.
So there are roosters sprinkled in. Now, our competitor that sells chickens, the Tractor Supply, they get like straight run, which means they're not sexed. So it's like
whatever hatched.
Yeah,
whatever
so you could get buy 10 chickens and get 9 roosters. So. But we get ours, they're vaccinated, and we do pay for a little more just so they're usually healthy. Hardly ever have any die. And, they're hatched and sent in the mail overnight, which is crazy. You go to the post office and
pick up chickens.
Well, we get our mealworms overnight because the heat will kill them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People at the post office look at us like, get these things out of here. There's ladies in there. They don't like them things.
No, no. Thankfully, ours get delivered. But overnight shipping kill you, too.
Well, when I was growing up, they'd sell the chicks and they were colored. Yeah. Dyed.
Oh,
and they don't let them
for
do
Easter,
that anymore.
No. Uh-uh.
They hurt their feelings. They just quit doing that.
Well, the females were pink and the males were blue.
Oh, so you could tell what you were getting.
And they grow out of it in a couple of weeks.
Oh, sure,
it wasn't
yeah.
permanent, but a lot of people didn't know how to take care of them. That's the problem.
Lord, I hate to see what they dyed them with back then. I mean,
don't want to know.
You don't want to know. She's right. You don't. Oh,
my, how things have changed.
Everybody complains about pesticides now. We used to use 2,4-D, and they had a 55-gallon drum at the feed store, and you take a glass gallon jug, go to it and turn the tap, fill it up,
yikes.
And pay for it and go. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. No. Wipe your hand off on your face. And
remember the mosquito trucks running?
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Marathon and spraying the ditches and the kids running nothing but shorts down behind
I'm
it
on
in
Rock,
the fog.
Rockdale Street over there off Saluda where I grew up, and the truck would come down there and be like, yeah, run behind
it. What would y'all run behind it for?
I don't know, man.
Just, I mean, get high or
what? Like he's handing out
candy. Just play in the fog.
Here's Matt over here, like acting like he ain't never run behind a damn spray truck.
Nah, I don't remember that. That was a little bit after
run behind an ice cream truck, but not behind a spray truck.
Yeah, he ran behind a spray truck.
I don't know if I'll run. I'll meander. I'll hustle.
That's
fair. Food truck. He'd run behind.
Oh yeah, taco truck.
He chased that thing down.
I don't know that I buy the thing that he went and run behind a food truck, so we're better. He correct.
I don't know. That's a good question, Matt. Why did I run by? You know why I did it? Because everybody else was doing it.
I just didn't know. I didn't know if there was a...
It smelled good.
Yeah, it did.
Actually, it probably had some scent to it. I'm sure it wasn't horrible.
We lived in the mountains on a dirt road.
Yeah.
And our dad worked at the power plant, and he would get 55-gallon barrels of used motor oil, and we spray it on the roads.
Yeah.
And keep the dust down.
Keep the dust down.
I need
absolutely
to do that in my parking lot.
But
right
now they say it's a terrible thing, but it really worked. Yeah. It really wasn't that bad back then because you didn't have any options.
I've seen them do that on roads. Well, they do that before they put the pavement down, too, so it keeps it insulated or whatever, I guess. So.
Well, it keeps it from the dust and the sand and... Yeah, they don't let them do it much anymore. But
I feel like there's a town in Missouri that was deserted because somebody was doing that. And
now,
it was poisoned or something.
There are some things that could be in the oil that could do that.
Right.
But they didn't really pay attention to that stuff back then. In fact, I had a good friend who worked for Forest Service and City of Rock Hill and all that. He retired and he did a lot of traveling with Volunteers of Medical Missions, which is a religious group, and they were all military that had retired. And he was a corpsman. He came in one day, he said, you know, we were in Honduras, and he said, they're using 2,4-D, and that's illegal. I said, not there.
Not in Honduras.
We're the only country in the world that has outlawed 2,4-D. And that was because of eagles, bald eagles. And that really wasn't true.
Oh.
Yeah, they kept saying that because the shells lost density.
Right.
And it was killing them.
Hmm.
But I had a friend down in Goose Creek that had a 700-acre nursery. And from his office, there was a lake. And then they didn't have mountains down there. It was more of a knoll.
Right.
But they drew a line around the thing. And you were not allowed to step across that line without going to jail. I mean, that's how serious they were about it.
Yeah,
And he sat in his office with a telescope and watched the nest.
Yeah.
And they were spraying all around it and it didn't bother them. But they followed the directions.
Right. And that's the biggest
problem with pesticides. They don't read the directions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we've had that problem for 50 years.
Yep.
Seems like every time we get
that was a really quick segment. But we're having a good time. That's what happens when you have a good time.
Okay.
We'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
If your heating and air conditioning system is over 10 years old, why not invest in a new modern unit and immediately save up to 40% on your energy costs?
Call AirTech Heating and Air.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road or carolinafreshfarms.com.
See the latest spas at Imperial Pool and Spas. This is Mike Elder. New Garden Leisure hot tubs feature up to 96 massaging jets and seat up to 7. Now available at both our Rock Hill and Lake Wylie locations. Imperial Pool and Spas, helping you enjoy the water 365 days a year.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Sun is shining in the sky. There ain't a cloud in sight. It's not raining. Everybody's in the lake. And don't you know, it's a beautiful day. Hey, running down.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. Now, I would like to say to all the people watching on Facebook, they're not on drugs.
We're high on life.
That's right. It's a good
if you
day.
If you want to see what goes on the show, you can watch on Facebook from 8 to 9 o'clock.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, because they don't cut to commercials.
They don't cut to commercials,
Facebook.
Actually.
They get to see the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah, sometimes I forget about that.
And we're here every week on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com.
And we're going to go one more time to Alan. He picked a great day to be out with Benny Etter.
He did.
But we're going to do another on-site interview. And here we go.
Back with Benny Etter here in the Gardener's Bench. And Benny, I know that a lot of people may be at a situation where you go in, you do the checkup, and you say, guys, you really need to get a new unit. It happens rarely, but it does happen.
It does happen. I mean, like everything else, eventually things wear out. And we're not going to tell you that until it is at the end of its life. And it's just not worth spending money on an old unit. And if it's that time, we will advise you of that. We will give you some different options, like kind of a good, better, best option. See what works best for you. And then let you make the decision on what's your best option for your situation. And we do offer financing also that will kind of help you get your new system and see what works best for your house and your family.
Now, the efficiency of a new unit versus, say, a unit that's 12, 15 years old is how much?
You can save up to 30 to 40% on your utility bills. So eventually, within 5 to 7 years, a new unit will pay for itself.
And I'm sure it does a better job in cooling, too. I mean, it's not something that's going to take an hour to cool. It'll cool in 30 minutes, just to give it a little example.
Yeah, with the new technology, with the blowers in the house, there's variable speed blowers, so it makes the house more comfortable. Not only does it cool better, but it just makes the entire home more comfortable.
And you're able to come in and do the venting and the tubing and all of that.
Yes, sir. We do the whole thing, and we don't sub out any of our work. All of our employees are employees of AirTech. So when you call us, it's a one stop shop. We take care of everything for you.
All you got to do is to give them a call.
Give us a call at 803-327-7100.
And remember, no matter what the weather, fall, spring, summer, or winter,
AirTech makes it better.
That's right. Back here on WRHI, back to the guys in the gardener's bench.
Thank you, Mr. Miller, sir, and Mr. Etter. See, I got it right this time.
Thanks for that. Thank you for that information.
That's right.
Very good. Give them a call, really. We like to promote local, and he's one of our sponsors, so give him a call.
He's been a sponsor since the show started.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, as far as I know.
Which is 14 years now.
Mm-hmm. Has it been 14 years?
This is my seventh.
Okay.
And Alan and Dave Powell did the first seven. Mm-hmm. Now, I sponsored those, but
yeah.
I was kind of the feeling, and one of them had to be out of town.
Yeah, we're missing one of our sponsors on the show all of a sudden. Rolling Hills Nursery.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they kind of missed
Steve us. Steve figured he probably wouldn't be a sponsor anymore since they weren't open.
I couldn't see promoting it and not waiting on customers. Well,
come on out. Oh, I'm right. We're not open. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. Anyway, what else on the grass?
Grass, like I say, aerate and seed and fertilize. We have aerators for rent for your fescue lawns. Time to redo it. I know we don't have any rain coming. If you don't have irrigation, it's fine to go ahead and aerate, seed it, and fertilize. The stuff will sit there until we do get some rain. So,
unless Lauren's birds eat up all the seed.
The birds will not eat the seed. I mean, they got other stuff. Well, you ought to go to their store and buy a bunch of other stuff.
Now, so
leave it alone, but they're not going to sit there and eat a whole yard of seed.
I've seen them eat a lot of seed.
That's not
get a flock of starlings, the seed will be gone.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's slower at the feeders right now. All the natural food is out. Every tree and flower and everything's gone to seed. And, of course, the bugs are abundant at this point in the year. It's a good time, though, to take down your feeders and do a deep clean on them since we've slowed down on feeding.
Yeah.
Make sure everything's in good repair and ready for winter. I think I've been hearing a little bit about maybe some worse weather this year, so...
I did hear that. Well, why not? We've had everything else happen this year.
We didn't get any snow last winter.
We haven't had any in a while.
Last couple of years.
So, could it be coming?
Could it be coming? But yeah, so get your feeders cleaned and make sure they're in good repair. It's a good time to do it right now. If you've got a feeder that's not in good repair, come see us. We'll get you a good replacement.
You get it fixed. That's right.
We put a window feeder on one of our windows.
Oh, nice. Because,
you know, I have my outdoor cat, Lauren. I think you've met Joan Jett.
I have. Yeah, so I have.
She's vicious, and we can't really have regular bird feeders, but I think the bird feeder on the window is
high up
can't
enough.
Really get to.
Yeah, and surrounded by glass. That's a good.
Or it would be a bigger challenge for her anyway.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, well, we had cats, but they were house cats and outdoor cats too. And when the Channel 9 News came on, and this was back before cable,
right?
Came on TV, they'd all go to the back door and stand there and wait to be let out.
Nice.
And then when they turn lights on in the morning, you open the door, they're all lined
ready
up to
come
in.
So, well, I've got one house cat and one in and out cat, I guess. Joan, you can tell when the weather changes. Like two weeks ago, she started sleeping inside. Like, that's almost like a...
They're not stupid.
Almost like Groundhog Day or something. Like, oh, I guess winter's coming.
They're not stupid.
No, they're not.
Anyway, but ours... At one time, we had 52 cats.
What in the world?
Grew
up?
Well, I mean, you've got acreage, but good heavens.
How could you count 52 cats?
My aunt gave us... three, and we took them to Huntersville. Then we moved down here. We brought them back down here.
Where'd the 49 others come from?
People found out we had them.
Oh,
they dump them off at the front entrance at night.
Oh,
well, they were feral.
Yeah.
You couldn't get near them, or they'd hurt you bad. So finally, our Dr. Lawrence Ebenezer Animal Clinic. He started. Well, Dr. Matthews started it, but Lawrence took it over when Dr. Matthews died. And he came out there on his bicycle one day, and he said, "You got to do something with the cats."
Yeah.
Because he saw them down there.
Yeah.
And I said, "You got kids coming out here, and one of those cats gets a hold of a child, you're going to be up the creek."
Right.
And the more I thought about it, I said, "There's no way." I said, "How we get rid of them?" He said, "There's only one way." I said, "I can't do that." But I got two of my employees go down there one night, and they lowered the boom on them and got rid of most of the feral ones.
Right.
But they were having kittens every 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Well, they are, and it's so dangerous for our natural population, especially to have that many. Not just the birds, but all the wild animals.
Much like the deer in TUK. I mean,
oh, they got a problem.
Well, that's because they killed everything that kills the deer.
Well, there's a lot of problems.
There's a lot of problems with that.
Okay, there's the music again.
Cat scratch fear.
Nice.
Go ahead, Joan Jett. We love you.
Actually, I think I had cat scratch fever one time, but anyway. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of watery eyes, sneezing, and congestion from allergies? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
At AirTech, we can improve your home's air quality with filtration systems and humidifiers and help your family breathe cleaner air. And don't forget, when we replace your worn-out air system, you'll start saving electricity and money immediately.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Imperial Pool and Spas and Spa Guard have what you need for great spa care. Spa maintenance is easy if you know what to do. That's why you should depend on the pros at Imperial. Protect your investment and enjoy it all winter long with the help of Imperial Pool and Spas, Rock Hill, and now in Lake Wylie.
I know where you go to.
came home last night. Cause your eyes had a mist from the smoke of a distant fire.
Okay, we're back to the gardener's bench. And you told us all about the grass. Well, on the plants right now,
yeah.
Don't fertilize them. It's getting awful late. You don't want to force out a whole lot of new growth and in the cold weather kill it back.
No.
I've had some people come in with some fungus issue on their plants, and I've got white flies all over my vegetables and stuff.
Oh, my gardenias. They're eating them up.
Like, you go in there and shake it. It's just like,
oof.
And I sprayed it one time, but I think you got to get underneath there.
You do.
Yeah, you spray on that top, it doesn't get them.
Remember this, it's October.
It is.
They're not going to last a whole lot longer.
I probably need to pull them all up, but I'm still getting tomatoes and peppers. And,
wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Or you'll get peppers until the freeze kills it. Peppers.
That's all I'm getting really now. Pulled up. I had a pumpkin plant I planted, and it was growing really good, but I just planted it too late, I think. It had a big old bloom, and then it just didn't do anything. And then the white flies have gotten on some of it.
You should have pulled all that stuff up and put your fall stuff in.
I know. I got some broccoli in there right now.
Broccoli and any kind of greens.
Well, collards grow good, but you can't eat enough of them. I mean, I'm not a fan of collards.
Oh, I love them. I eat my
way. I'll grow some for you then.
I love them.
My wife likes them, but I don't know how many times you want to eat them.
Biggest thing, the biggest problem with collards is we grow them and freeze them.
Mm-hmm.
It's an all-day process freezing thing, and it stinks the house up for days.
I like Brussels sprouts you can grow now.
I don't care for Brussels sprouts.
Man, good.
Or broccoli. Now, Rhonda eat broccoli.
That's fascinating how they grow.
Rhonda eats broccoli. I don't eat broccoli. Now, I eat broccoli casseroles, but I only eat.
They grow on
with
a
all
long,
the cheese and all the everything.
They grow on that long stem, and you pull it back, and there's hundreds down up under there. So kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. Back
something to see.
I guess Mama died in 2005, so it must have been 2004. We grew, Daddy grew about 100 collard plants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a few. We had so many.
Yeah.
All we did on Saturdays and Sundays was freeze collards. Mm-hmm. I mean, all day. And we had several hundred quart bags of collards.
Oh, my gosh.
But we still had collard plants everywhere. So she was in a nursing. I wasn't nursing. I was assisted living.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chandler Place now.
Okay.
It was Eden Gardens back in the day. Said all those ladies work so hard up there, and I finally said, this is enough. Mm-hmm. So I pulled up, I had a pickup, and I filled that thing up. We pulled the whole plants, roots and all, put them on the truck. Must have been probably about 25 all we could get on it over that big. I pulled up in the parking lot, and the supervisor stuck her head out the door. I said, they're here, and they come flying out, and they unload that truck in about 3 minutes. Mm. And when's the next load coming? So I get time to pull them up.
There you go.
But we never let him do 100 collard plants again.
Man,
these things were this big.
Yeah, they get big.
They were huge. But that's some good eating.
Well, speaking of vegetables, with the farmers markets open right now, 8 to 12 at least, and right down behind old Crazy Zach's, Matt laughs about, but it's
Young American
between Main Street, White Street, and Dave Law.
Actually, if you're gonna tell it right, used to be Freeman's Department Store.
Well, it used to be O'Sullivan's.
Yeah, it was Sullivan's after it was.
It's behind the Town Center Mall. Remember that?
It was Sullivan's after Crazy Zach's or before.
After.
Town Center Mall.
It's kind of adjacent to OK Boys and Men Shop.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's where it is. It was near for what it's worth, you know.
Across the street from Pledges.
It was Rock Hill.
We did this a couple weeks ago. Across the street from that car lot. It used to be on the corner.
It's a bank, Dale. It was a bank in the middle back there a long time ago. Hugo put a hurt
on it. Across the street from the Herald. Across Dave Law.
Yeah.
That's not there anymore.
If you want to look up Town Center Mall if you want to see something crazy about Rock Hill.
Yep.
Okay, we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Hey
this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Fall is migration season, which means it's a fascinating time to observe new birds visiting your backyard. Refill your feeders and watch for migrants as they fly through your area for a quick meal. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
This is Benny Etter. If your air conditioning unit is straining under the summer heat, there's no reason to wait until it breaks down completely.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call 327-7100.
David here with Carolina Fresh Farms. Now's the time to fertilize and apply weed control to your lawn. We're your one stop for lawn and landscape needs. Carolina Fresh Farms, 4372 Old York Road, or carolinafreshfarms.com.
Before you know it, winter will be here, and that means now is the time to stop by Imperial Pools and stock up on BioGuard winterizing products to properly close your pool and avoid any nasty surprises next spring. Choose from convenient, easy-to-use pool care closing kits or a host of individual products to get your pool through the cold winter months. Visit Imperial Pool and Patio, Anderson Road, Rock Hill today for advice and all the BioGuard products you'll need to stay cool all winter long. And now in Lake Wylie, next to the Waffle House.
Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Okay, and now we're here to wrap right, up this edition. Hey, don't tell me to hang on. You get ready on time.
I didn't mean to say that out loud.
You did.
That happens a lot with me.
It's like I can stop everything, you know.
Yeah.
Just because you aren't ready.
Hey, I do want to do a shameless plug for my son and his buddy. They have I can't think of the name of the barbecue, their company name. But they'll be selling barbecue today, brisket and barbecue plates and stuff, at front of Domer Dreamscapes, which is right by my store. So, come on out there and get a, you can buy just the brisket, just the barbecue or a plate, wings.
Sounds like a family deal to me.
Sounds like a family deal to me.
And last week.
Run over there and get lunch.
Chris, are you interested in some brisket today, Chris?
Sounds good to me. I always look for barbecue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to hear from Chris.
Bring my entourage.
After they go look for birds.
Birds and barbecue, the two B's.
And last week I went to your church, and that was awesome. I mean, chicken bog and that hash.
Beef hash.
I went there like at 10:45. I was 30 people already in line.
Where was this?
At his church, ARP. When is that other thing coming up?
The Thursday
casseroles?
November the 4th.
Okay, well, you need to mark that down and make sure you're there, because they had all these cakes and pies, and I bought half a pound cake, and
turkey
and the
plates.
Meals were only $8 to $9 a plate. I said, y'all should be selling this for $12 to $15.
They're gonna be $10 this year. They went up.
Oh man, they need to go more than that. You got chicken bog, you got green bean slaw, a bread, and a piece of pound cake for $8. I'm like, this is
and sometimes nice. Bargain.
The hash is Scott Good's hash. Mm-hmm. They added 50% to last year and sold out at 11:45.
Wow, that's great.
That was $6,000 worth of hash.
I want to do a quick shout out to Children's Attention Home. They're big fundraisers tonight. You can Google them to get online, see if there's any tickets left, but it's going to be an 80s and 90s party. Come out and dance with us.
I don't need to go to an 80s and 90s party. I live the 80s and 90s.
Well, yes, but it's Children's Attention Home, and this is their big fundraiser.
I understand.
And I know Carolina Fresh and I both have donated to their auction.
Yeah. My aunt for many years was on the board of Children's Attention
Home. They do amazing
my
work.
My mom and dad really both worked with them, so I got roped into them for several years.
Good.
Okay, is that time?
Bad show, man.
Thank you, Stephen Stone, our executive producer, and Mr. Matt Hires, our production manager, and we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by
Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Imperial Pool and Spas, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.